This is what you say in English, Minicast 3.
Hi, everybody. Before we start with today's minicast, I'd like to answer a question posted in last week's episode. If you didn't know, when you subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, you can have access to other functions that are not available in other platforms. After all, Anchor belongs to Spotify. On the Spotify app, you can answer questions that I post, or you can leave comments. Elisa Pagnocelli mentioned she'd heard the expression call it a buff. This is for the first minicast, and I think she's referring to call someone's bluff. It's B-L-U-F-F. So Elisa, if you refer to that, it means to challenge someone to prove that what they say is true, when we believe that they're actually lying. For example, when someone says that they can do something better than me, I can call their bluff and challenge them to prove it. So Elisa, I hope that's the expression you were referring to. Now let's start with today's minicast.
But, you know, knowledge is power, and knowledge can make you confident in your way of communicating. So that's a first step.
I have a pretty good working knowledge of animal behavior. When I was 7, I had a little tree book, mammal book, bird book. I virtually knew everything that was in the forest. And over the years, as I've paid attention, I know that goats, wild goats, mountain goats, and wild sheep crave salt.
To the best of my knowledge, I was never engaged in any social activities. I ate lunch with the Latin Americans. There was a table full of primarily Mexicans. But since I spoke Spanish and all this kind of stuff, I ate lunch with them.
These are the three expressions I selected with the word knowledge. The first idiom, knowledge is power, has been wrongly attributed to British philosopher and statesman Sir Francis Bacon. Historians believe it's a rephrasing of an older aphorism found in the Bible that originally reads, "A wise man is strong, a man of knowledge increaseth strength." The reason I call this episode Francis Bacon is because of a funny story that made its rounds on the popular social network Reddit. I'll post the details in the episode description. I'm sure you will love it. The meaning is quite straightforward. Having more knowledge, especially through formal education, will give you more control over your future. The example in the beginning states that having knowledge will boost your confidence to communicate effectively. During the speaking exam, you could use this idiom to talk about a myriad of topics, especially when expressing your opinion about training and education in general in the discussion parts of the exam. You could say something like, "A successful life starts with a good education. After all, knowledge is power." The second expression, to have a working knowledge, refers to having limited but usable knowledge of something. In the example, the speaker says that he's got a pretty good working knowledge of animal behavior. He knows, for instance, that goats and sheep have a craving for salt. You could use this expression when speaking about you and your experience, especially in part one of the exam. Just like in the example, adding intensifiers like good or pretty good before working knowledge makes it sound more natural. For example, to the question, "Do you think you work well under pressure?" you could say something like, "I think I do. I have a pretty good working knowledge of time management. Because of my previous experience, I've learned a lot about how to prioritize my workload." Finally, when you say, "To my knowledge," you limit your response to what you understand and know it's true. If you think about it, it's a form of hedging, you know, a way of softening the tone of your answer. It's just another way of saying, "as far as I know." In the example, the speaker added "best," as in, "to the best of my knowledge," to say how sure he was about a past event. In part one, with a question like, "Do you like to keep up to date with the world news?" you could say something like, "I think I do. It's necessary if you want to develop as a world citizen and professional. To the best of my knowledge, people who read about world news tend to be more successful." And this is all for today's minicast. Thank you very much, and until next week, bye-bye.